USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Friday submitted to Attorney General Bill Barr his long-awaited report on the investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential race and possible collusion with Trump associates. A senior Department of Justice official is saying that the special counsel is not recommending any further indictments. Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz reacts to the news.
If the report does conclude, as the president has said, that there's no collusion and there's no obstruction of justice, it will really take the wind out of the attack on the president himself, though many of his colleagues are still now facing indictment, sentencing, imprisonment.
Dershowitz was speaking there on Fox News, and flooding in northwest Missouri is forcing evacuations of towns along the Missouri River. Governor Mike Parsons has declared a state of emergency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida this afternoon. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. An eye-opening survey on Americans' religious identities. And here with the findings, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Losing my religion.
The new survey says Americans not associated with any formal religious tradition are as numerous in the nation as Catholics and evangelicals. The general social survey shows slightly more than 23% of people questioned claim they have no organized religion. That compares with 23% who identify as Catholic and 22.5% who identify as evangelical. Those are now the three biggest religious or, if you will, non-religious groupings in the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order that requires college campuses to protect free speech. He explains why.
Today's action is just the beginning of our efforts to protect free speech and advance our students' rights agenda. What I've been witnessing over the last long period of time, long before I became president, what I've been witnessing is outrageous.
Colleges and universities would risk losing their federal grant money if they do not provide and protect all speech on college campuses, which, according to Campus Reform's media director, Cabot Phillips, has been needed for a long time.
For too long, there has been no accountability. Universities have been able to gobble up billions of dollars in taxpayer money, and at the same time, routinely deny free speech rights to students. I've been on over 100 college campuses in the last 3 years with the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform, and I've seen firsthand what it looks like. It might be universities telling students, well, you only have free speech, First Amendment rights in these free speech zones, which are oftentimes no larger than a parking spot on an entire campus. I've seen conservative groups lose funding from the university because they don't agree ideologically with them. I've seen speakers be disinvited. I've had to face these kind of threats personally from administrators, professors, students. Right now, on college campuses, free speech is not welcome. They're not a marketplace of ideas where debate is encouraged. And I do think it's important for the president to step in, use his bully pulpit to say, if you're taking federal money, you have to defend the Constitution.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.